I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1955. That was the day that the song 16 Tons first made an appearance on the Billboard country music chart. It would reach the top spot and stay there for 10 weeks. 16 Tons told the story of the hard lives faced by coal miners. The song talks about falling into debt at the company's store, a reality faced by many coal mining families. The song had first been recorded by Merle Travis in the mid-1940s. The song borrowed lyrics from things that Merle had heard from his father, who was a coal miner. Merle Travis sung the songs of working people. He was labeled a Red and communist, and during that era, stations would not play his music. 16 Tons was recorded again by Tennessee Ernest Jennings Ford in 1955. Tennessee Ernie's grandfather and uncle had both been in the mines. Tennessee began to perform 16 Tons to enthusiastic crowds. He then recorded it as a B-side to his single, You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry, for Capitol Records. But the B-side recording became a hit. The song was so popular, it jumped off the country charts and took the pop music number one spot for 8 weeks and became a gold record. Since then, 16 Tons has been covered by a variety of artists, from Johnny Cash to Tom Jones and Tom Morello to ZZ Top, and has become a true labor standard.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.